The story of King Dushyanta and Shakuntala. This is talking about the generations of Puru appeared. Maharaj Dushyanta. He became tired hunting in the forest and went to Kanva Muni's ashram and saw a beautiful girl resembling Lakshmi Devi, very effulgent. He became so enlivened seeing this girl, he forgot about his hunting fatigue. He was so lusty, he became immediately attracted. So on his behalf, the soldiers said, "Oh, why are you loitering in this forest?" The girl said, "I am the daughter of Vishwamitra. My name is Shakuntala. My mother Menaka left me in the forest. That's what the sage Kanva told me." Then King Dushyanta glorified her. You come from a very noble family. And being a Kshatriya daughter, you can select your own husband. So they were obviously desired each other. So then they were married according to Gandharva's style, pronouncing the mantra Omkar. That night they combined in union. Next morning, King Dushyanta returned to his palace. After some time, Shakuntala gave birth to his son. Kanva Muni did the birth ceremonies. And the son's name was Bharat. He was an expansion of God. He was so powerful that even as a child, he captured a lion, was playing with it like a toy. This is the son of Shakuntala and King Dushyanta. So after some time, Shakuntala took her son Bharat and left the forest and went to the capital and met her husband, King Dushyanta. And he refused to recognize them, although they were faultless and perfectly honest and religiously protected. And Akashvani suddenly pronounced, "King Dushyanta, a son belongs to his father. The father is again born as the son. You must maintain this boy and not insult your wife. You have created this child." He was a little embarrassed to accept them because none of the citizens recognized them. But when he heard the truth from the sky, he happily did so. And then Bharat became the emperor of the earth. On his right hand, he had a disc, the mark of Krishna's disc. And he had lotus flower marks on the soles of his feet. He performed 55 Ashwamedha yagyas under direction of Bhriga Muni. And he distributed 13,000 cows to all the brahmanas. He had so much opulence, it was greater than demigods. He gave 14 lakhs of black elephants with white tusks and chariot and charity. Sounds quite beautiful. Black elephant with white tusks. And they were covered with golden ornaments. Of course, no one can imitate the activities of Bharat Maharaj. Once before, the demons had conquered the demigods. He kept all their wives and daughters in Rasatala. So he went there and freed them and returned them to the denizens of heaven. Maharaj Bharat ruled the universe for 27,000 years, providing all necessities of life to his subjects. He had one son named Bharadwaj. So, of course, that's the end of the story of Dushyanta and Shakuntala. And Bharat Maharaj ruled the earth for a long time. He got one son in a very funny way. This son was named Bharadwaj. And he gave up all enjoyment, this King Bharat, and took out spiritual life. And one of his descendants of Bharadwaj appeared, King Runtidev. That'll be the next Leela we hear about King Runtidev.